Unit 6. Writing F.
I'd like now to look at the ways in which regulation of the media developed in the United States of America from the 40s onwards. The first changes were brought about as a result of a rule which placed a limit on the ownership of radio and TV stations. The rule prevented anybody from owning stations which could be received by more than 35% of the people living in the country. Consequently, the power of media companies was restricted. 5 years later, in 1946, more regulations were introduced, which this time prevented large media companies from buying others of a similar size. This increasing regulation of the media continued over the next three decades. In 1970, the power of broadcasters was weakened further due to a rule which prevented anyone from owning a radio station and a television station broadcasting to the same audience. Other similar rules followed later in the 70s. In the late 70s and early 80s, some people began to feel that the extent of the regulation of the media was unreasonable, and gradually the rules were relaxed. In 85, the rule that placed a limit on the total number of advertisements a station could broadcast per hour was removed. 2 years later, one of the biggest changes happened when they got rid of the fairness doctrine. That rule had required stations to show both sides of an argument, and once it had gone, stations were free to present stories how they liked. Almost a decade after that, in 1996, the rule limiting ownership of radio stations was lifted, which meant that large companies were free to buy as many as they could afford. Now, let's look at some of the changes that have taken place since 1996.